Texas, this is America, the world. This is Ken Prepper coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined on this Wednesday, the 2nd of May, 2007, by Bill Adams. Bill will be on at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. He's got quite an interesting background, and we have all kinds of things to chat about with Bill, who hails from Alaska and has a blog entitled The Alaska Intel Report, which I'll be saying more about when Bill comes on in an hour or so. But we've got a series of things that he and I have chatted about that will be the subject of conversation at 8 o'clock and for the 2 hours that follow that point. We could chat about the USS Liberty, Christian Zionism, 9/11, MKUltra and mind control, behavior modification, Zionist control of the media, the Federal Reserve System, the Republicrat elites, television, and all kinds of things that Bill has indicated to me he'd be willing to chat about for a couple of hours. I understand that he has guest hosted Mr. Stadtmiller's show, John Stadtmiller's show, and the National Intel Report on RBN. And so Bill has some familiarity with this network and with radio. And again, if you look at his actual biography, which I'll tell you more about at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, he makes for a very, very interesting guest, I'm sure. Tomorrow, Willis Carto, the legendary Willis Carto, the American Free Press, is going to be my guest for a couple of hours on this show from 7 my time, Central Time, to 9 Central. That's 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern Time tomorrow. Mr. Carto is going to be on with me. And that is a very, very fine favor and concession from him, by the way, to me, because tomorrow is AFP's normal publishing day. And so he's taking out a couple of hours of very valuable time from AFP's publishing day in Washington, D.C. to be on the air with me. I know that all of you will appreciate that because Willis Carto clearly is one of the most knowledgeable figures extant as far as the populist movement goes and the issues that really matter. You know, in regard to the issues that matter, it's very fascinating to me. Last night I turned on the NBA basketball game, Dallas and Golden State, just for a very short period of time before going to bed. Not really a great idea for me to watch too much of that sort of thing before I go to bed because it tends to rev me up and then I don't sleep very well. But I wanted to watch it for about 5 minutes, more so for the crowd and the commentators actually than the game. One of the things that I've been doing in recent times has been conducting an informal study of my own, an observation of my own, of American sports crowds. And some of the things that are routinely reported upon on TNT and ESPN1 and ESPN2. And the reason that I've been watching some of this in recent times in regard to the commentators and the crowds is that there's a very important phenomenon and very dangerous phenomenon that I see taking place in our society, and maybe you agree with me that this is what's going on, where we major on minors and where we don't pay attention to majors at all in terms of real issues. It seems to me that in a very significant sense, if you wanted to engage in a real understanding of American society and the corporate control of our society and what it really means to each and every one of us, professional sports might be a good place to begin. You know, I remember very vividly a previous era in this country in professional sports, going back, say, to the 1960s. I was in a bookstore a night or two ago in San Antonio, Borders, and was taking a look at David Marinaris's book on Vince Lombardi, When Pride Still Mattered. That's a very important book, by the way, because it not only gets into football, it gets into the larger historical context of Vince Lombardi and what he epitomized in American society in a previous generation. There's also a great discussion there of the values of Lombardi and so forth and so on. And the beauty of the book is that it seems to avoid a lot of the really rank sports cliches that tend to permeate sports writing in recent years. And it gets at the bottom of some things that I remember very well from the 1960s, where Vince Lombardi was not simply a sports phenomenon, but he was very much involved, it seems to me, in presenting a historical and cultural contrast
between generations, between the generation of the 30s and the 40s on the one hand, and the generation of the 1960s on the other, that now seems to be in full-blown positions of power in the United States. And Vince Lombardi, I think, was talking about things back in the 1960s that really mattered, creating a larger context for professional football and a larger context for Lombardi's own calling in life than the sort of thing that I see going on in corporate media and corporate sports today. And I could not help but think, reading back to some of the things that Marineris was talking about in this book on Lombardi that's been out for quite some time now. It's now out in paperback. It's been out in hardback for several years. But there's been a great change in this country, and not for the better. And as we watch what has happened in our nation, it seems to me that we are a greedier society, a more violent society, a more godless society, a more mindless society than we have ever been. And one of the things that maybe we'll talk about with Bill Adams this morning is the extent to which the electronic culture, not simply television and radio, obviously, when they are misused, but now we're talking about an internet culture that has totally permeated American society in a way that has given us all kinds of information options. And yet it seems that so many people do not focus upon those places for information that would actually enable them to master something in terms of qualitative data. What really is going on in this country of ours and in our society? Where can we find some answers to those things that we feel are wrong, that we can't quite put a pen or a judgment upon? Seems to me that the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press are two real obvious places to turn in regard to examining what's really important as opposed to what isn't important. And so today when we talk to Bill Adams, those are some of the things that we're going to chat about. How do people focus upon things that have no eternal or transcendent meaning whatsoever as the things that guide their lives on the one hand, and then ignore the very obvious things going on in our society that suggest that we are moving into the most dangerous era potentially in world history, where our very lives are being threatened by things that are very, very hard to imagine in regard to all of their implications. Daniel News post today, by the way, which you can find at AmericanFreePress.net, is an example of this. We talked about it a little bit last week, the case surrounding his son Michael New and the way in which the Supreme Court of the United States has failed once again to rectify an incredible gross misjustice in regard to the Michael New case, where Michael is concerned as an individual. But there are also implications for this case in terms of the transition from the American Republic to the American Empire. Daniel News says today at the American Free Press that even if you attended government schools, you may well remember that event in history. An ancient Roman law forbade any general to enter the Republic of Rome with a standing army, and the small Rubicon River was one of those borders. When Julius Caesar returned from his conquests of Gaul and Britain, he was forbidden to cross that Rubicon River with his army. Everyone knew that civil war would be the result if he defied the law and brought his army toward Rome. And yet in the name of saving the Republic, Caesar decided to defy the rule of the Senate and to bring glory to Rome under what became the Empire. Even as the Republic died, the Empire grew and became more powerful than ever before, but the rule of law had been subverted, and the iron rule of emperors replaced it. Michael New refused to submit to UN authority as an American soldier. He was court-martialed for his principled stand, and on April 24th, the Supreme Court ruled against him. With that, they took the United States across the Rubicon toward legal chaos and empire. Yes, I know, we've been moving that way for nigh unto a century, but this event is a continental divide in the process. As a result of that decision, it may well be that the final nail has been placed in the coffin of our once proud republic. We are now a nation where law is of no importance. Precedent, political agenda, and ruling parties will determine our direction, both in terms of wars and of foreign relations, until the new world order settles down to bring us to that which George Orwell predicted. Our soldiers, sailors, marines, and airmen will serve, fight, and die for the empire, not for the Constitution of the United States. Of course, they will not be told that, but then do politicians tell the truth to their military? They are considered expendable by those who seek power. The Supreme Court, in issuing a statement of two words, petition denied, quote-unquote, has stated that in the American judicial system today, It does not matter about due process. It does not matter about the standards of review. It does not matter if the president makes up his own laws and then classifies them so no one can read them. None of this matters. All that matters is that, quote, soldiers must obey orders, unquote. Now, there's a question that we thought was settled at Nuremberg. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Patriotic American, for your support during our 11-and-a-half-year legal battle. We could not have done it without you. Only God can know of the multitude of supporters, the prayers, and the active support that you and thousands of others have done in the last decade. A special thanks to the now-defunct Spotlight and American Free Press, which brought the first printed story about Michael New to the attention of the American people back in 1995 and has followed the story closely ever since. If we conclude that the Republic is dead, what then? Do we all shout, long live the Empire? I don't think so. Bon voyage, American Republic. We'll miss you. It comes to us today from Daniel New at the American Free Press in the piece entitled, The High Court Won't Hear Michael New's Case. This is an example of something that's important, folks. The winner of last night's playoff game in the NBA, that's ultimately something that's not important in regard to the ultimate direction of your life and mine. Why do we major on minors and find ourselves dealing with minors when it comes to major issues? This is a very, very important quandary in American society that I think has been accentuated in recent years by a certain passivity, a certain numbness that has been created for many of us emotionally and intellectually by the electronic culture in which we live, and an electronic culture that is not focused upon those sources of information that actually enable us to think. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Bill Adams at 8 a.m. Central. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bill Adams up in Alaska will join me at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We're going to talk about all kinds of things related to Zionism and 9/11 and the Federal Reserve Board and so forth and so on. Bill, I understand, has been a guest on John Stadtmuller's National Intel Report, either both as a guest, I think, and also as a guest host. And he's going to be with me for a couple of hours this morning to cover a number of things that I think are well worth talking about in an age where people seem on a mass basis to be watching what the corporate powers that be want them to watch while ignoring those things that really affect their lives. It's known as diversion. You know, it's an interesting thing whether you're talking about George Orwell or you're talking about the Israeli Mossad and groups like the Israeli Mossad utilizing the Orwellian principles as a means of controlling the minds of thousands upon millions of people, it seems to me that diversion is a major, major element in the plan of those who want to enact a new world order. Couldn't help but think of it again last night, as I mentioned before the first commercial break. Get people involved in an obsession with mass sporting events and televised sporting events, just as one example, or get them mesmerized by certain entertainment forms and musical forms that appeal to the senses to the extent of the elimination of rational thought, and you have a population that is ripe for control. Seems to me that once again this is what we are going through this week, is we find thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people being interested in who won the latest NBA playoff game, but not being particularly astute when it comes to the issues that really matter, that suggest that incrementally we are talking about the very thing that Dan New was talking about in the conclusion of his AFP article this morning, and that is that the old American Republic is dead. It is dead. It has gone by the wayside as a result of a series of things that have been chipped away at by the New World Order and the powers that be that are supporting the New World Order. The American public seems to be more passive than ever, more acquiescent than ever in all kinds of things that are going on that suggest that new forms of clinical evil are just around the corner. And there's another small example of this today that's also mentioned at AFP in James Tucker's article entitled Big Media and Post Office Make Secret Deal Designed to Crush Independent Media. I talked about this a little bit last week. The Washington Report for Middle East Affairs sent me information on this. And the collusion between Time Warner and the Postal Regulatory Commission to ensure that a group of small and independent publishers would be destroyed by huge postal increases that would at the same time not at all attach themselves to the so-called big boys. In this regard, this is but another attempt on the part of the federal government of the United States and big corporate entities to destroy independent thought in this country, to destroy independent expression of alternative opinion, to destroy the dissemination of that opinion and these alternative points of view to those who want it. Tucker's piece today at the American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net is well worth your time. He says that a broad coalition of small and independent publishers are fighting a plan by major media to kill them with huge postal increases that would exempt the big boys. Time Warner Incorporated, the nation's largest publisher, hatched a plan in a secret deal with the Postal Regulatory Commission.
The little guys kicked up such a fuss that Congress is investigating the conspiracy. Quote, it is outrageous that Time Warner, obviously on behalf of the large publications, made such an unfair deal and secret plotting with the Postal Commission, said Vince Ryan, editor emeritus of American Free Press and chairman of AFP's Readership Council. Quote, this evil act will not stand, unquote. Others expressing opposition come from across the political spectrum. They include the American Prospect, the American Spectator, Commonweal, In These Times, Mother Jones, Ms. Magazine, National Review, The Nation, The New Republic, and World, among others. These new rates impose hardships, huge hardships, on small publications, said Teresa Stack, president of The Nation. Quote, I can say with confidence that some magazines will go out of business because of the increase, unquote. Representative Danny Davis, Democrat of Illinois, chairman of the House Subcommittee on Federal Workforce, Postal Service, and the District of Columbia, has pledged to hold hearings on the issue. Earlier this year, the Postal Regulatory Commission rejected a postal rate increase plan proposed by the U.S. Postal Service. Instead, the PRC chose to implement a complicated plan proposed by Time Warner. Under the original plan, an increase of about 11.7% in mailing costs would be imposed on publishers meeting second-class standards, which excludes publications that contain only advertising. The Time Warner plan tilted the playing field in favor of big media at the expense of small publications. It penalizes thousands of small publications with disproportionately higher rates, while locking in privileges for big media, effective July 15, 2007. The secrecy of the treachery reflects the stealthiness of corporate-backed groups such as Bilderberg, which control Time Warner, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, and national broadcast networks. When the PRC embraced Time Warner's plan, which contained more than 700 pages, it allowed only 8 business days for public comment. Typically, such comment periods are 30 to 90 days. The Time Warner plan was complex, and it was virtually impossible for small publishers to respond in time. The collaboration between big media and the PRC flies in the face of the Constitution and the intent of the founders, who feared exactly this, an all-powerful big media that could educate the public according to its own agenda and without dissent. President George Washington called for free mailings for newspapers and periodicals. Thomas Jefferson called for a postal service that allowed citizens to gain full information, where ideas could penetrate the whole mass of the people. It's James Tucker today at the American Free Press. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RPN. We'll be back with Bill Adams of Alaska and Ron Hawkins Center. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bill Adams is going to join me this morning at right around 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We've got all kinds of things to chat about with Bill, and he's mentioned a few of them to me in an email exchange that we had a couple of days ago on this subject, where we're going to cover, in his view, certain possible areas of discussion, the USS Liberty, Christian Zionism, 9/11, MK Ultra and mind control, behavior modification, Zionist control of the news media, the Federal Reserve System, the Republicrat elites, television, the TV culture, and so forth and so on. You know, when you look at this whole thing, it seems to me that these are the big areas of discussion and the big areas of thought that should occupy the interest of every American. Folks, we have been losing in every conceivable way on these issues, it seems to me, for lo these many decades. Look at the last 50 years of American history, and one can argue very, very effectively that we have been on the skids in regard to being in a situation of being able to fight back where our liberties have been fundamentally threatened. And, you know, sometimes it becomes very discouraging because it seems that there are fewer and fewer of us all the time who really care about these things, who read about them, who write about them, who talk about them. And more importantly, just like Frosty Wooldridge and Wanda Piatti, actually then begin to do something about it in regard to a specific responsible plan for political activism. This is where we are at present. We're talking about an age where, as we look at the ramifications of the Michael New case and the fact that the Supreme Court of the United States has denied Michael New a fair hearing in regard to the issues that he has presented on this whole issue of the UN and the way in which the insignia of the United Nations could be imposed upon the American military uniform without an act of Congress. This is prima facie evidence, it seems to me, that we are talking about a new world order. A new world order where the forces of globalism can simply project upon the rest of us whatever it is that they want, and they seem to be able to get away with it every time. To the extent that there's any opportunity for continued resistance to this agenda, it's going to be up to us, to people like you and me, to do something about it, and to do something about it in regard to the dissemination of ideas and in regard to the recruitment of additional people who think, and that's a very, very valuable commodity in today's world, people who think, who can grasp that something is very, very seriously wrong. Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about this morning with Bill Adams when he comes on at a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back. This is Mark Danpas of America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Bill Adams will be with me shortly after 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. We'll be talking about all kinds of things that relate to your situation and mine in the days ahead. And, you know, in terms of the stories that we've looked at in the first part of the show, of course, we considered once again the Michael New case, as his father outlines it for us at AmericanFreePress.net today. And there you have a situation where we quite clearly have a circumstance where the armed forces of the United States increasingly are being asked to fight in wars and in conflicts that have nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States and nothing to do with our essential political and economic liberties. This is something I think that is underscored today by what James Tucker also talks about at the American Free Press in regard to the collusion between Time Warner and the Postal Rates Commission to put smaller publications out of business by basically having upwards of 30% increases on small newspapers and magazines for their postal rates in a way that will guarantee that many of them will go out of business or will have to greatly slow their printing and their distribution. And Tucker says something in this piece that I think bears repeating again. And that is that President George Washington called for free mailings for newspapers and periodicals. Thomas Jefferson called for a postal service that allowed citizens to gain full information where ideas could penetrate the whole mass of the people. All envisioned a nation that would be a free marketplace of ideas. Obviously, that's not what's going on now. And when you take this in tandem with the new case, it presents a very, very draconian picture in regard to the marriage of government, both at the federal level and the globalist level, to certain multinational corporations and to the Zionist lobby in a way that I think provides a textbook definition for what used to be known as fascism. And it seems to me that this is exactly what we're dealing with, and it's a circumstance for in the days ahead we're going to see this happening more and more in terms of the failure, the increasing difficulty of responsible outlets to disseminate information that's an alternative to the Orwellian corporate press. We're going to see American young people in our armed forces more and more being asked to be involved in situations that do not involve truly the national interest of this country or the interest of the average American. And then you think of a third thing that has appeared, believe it or not, in corporate media today. Every once in a while, these guys say something or cover something that is important, and it's precisely when they do that we need to pay particular attention. We've been talking about food supply, both on this show and on other shows on RBN in recent days and weeks. The Food and Drug Administration is now coming forth to say that this problem with pet food could begin affecting farms nationwide. This business of tainted wheat gluten coming from communist China, folks, there's a very, very real possibility that this is going to begin affecting the human food supply. According to CNN today, contaminated feed has been found in 38 Indiana chicken farms. More farms are likely affected. The feed contains recalled pet food with tainted wheat gluten. No human illnesses have been reported yet in the situation related to tainted poultry feed. And there have been, of course, reports of at least 4,150 dog and cat deaths related to this pet food recall. One does not have to be a genius to see the implications of this. This tainted Chinese wheat gluten has affected the pet food industry first and foremost. Now, of course, the FDA is talking about the fact that this has been found in chicken feed in 38 Indiana farms. And then last week, the FDA admitted that 6,000 hogs may have ingested tainted pet food that entered the human food supply. Boy, I tell you, as you look at this, the implications of this are very, very clear. Pork producers in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states, including California and New York, are now being investigated for buying adulterated feed. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? The FDA last week detained all vegetable protein imports from China that are used in both human and animal food as part of its investigation into the nationwide pet food recall. This is interesting, isn't it? What are we dealing with here? Is this simply a question of having a difference between American and Chinese standards in terms of what does go into food supplies? Or is there a conspiracy here?
Is there something going on with this that has been designed to create economic and political and cultural panic in this country and in the Western world? Who knows? But it will bear watching in the days ahead, keeping in mind that these protein products from China that are affected include wheat gluten, rice protein concentrate, corn gluten meal, corn byproducts, soy protein, soy gluten proteins, and mung bean protein. This is as a result of the FDA import alert that is dated April 27th. Let's keep an idea, keep ideas in our minds as to what might be going on here. Let's watch this story in the days ahead. Let's demand some answers, folks, from the people in positions of power and authority in this country who have allowed this to happen. I would argue as follows, that the same corporate powers that could care less, apparently at least up to this point, as to whether or not there was tainted Chinese wheat gluten in the American food supply related to both pets and humans, are the same folks that could care less as to what happens to us culturally in the United States if there's a North American union that results in a complete cultural and political and linguistic tidal wave in this country as a result of cheap labor coming up here from south of the border. These guys don't care what happens to the American trucking industry. They don't care what happens to the average working class American. That's been made very clear for a long period of time. And these folks have been controlling the political process in the United States for, these last 40 or 50 years minimum. Certainly when you look at this latest issue as it relates to tainted Chinese communist wheat gluten that has been threatening not only the pet population of this country, but increasingly, there is a suggestion here now that it may begin affecting the human food supply. We have to wonder just who and what it is that is in control of things. Keep an eye on this story, folks, where as we continue to read corporate media's coverage of this issue, melamine and cyanuric acid may well be the deadly combination that has produced this difficulty in regard to the wheat gluten, the contaminated wheat gluten that has made its way first into the pet supply of certain productions coming out of the corporate pet food production industry. Now we're reading about things that involve chicken feed in 38 Indiana farms and things going on with 6,000 hogs that may have ingested tainted pet food in places like California, Kansas, North Carolina, New York, South Carolina, and Utah. In conjunction with the Michael News story, and in conjunction with what James Tucker has talked about this morning at the American Free Press in regard to the suppression of free information as a result of a conspiracy going on between Time Warner and the Postal Rates Commission, it seems that these are the important stories of the day. Where do we fight, and when do we fight, and what are we fighting for? That's the Michael New case. Who reads what, when, and where, and at the behest of whom? That's the James P. Tucker story today, it seems to me, at the American Free Press. And when we start talking about food capability, food supply, the purity of our food, and who it is that decides what we eat and who puts what into it, that's the third leg of this triad this morning in regard to what is actually important. Do any of these things have anything to do with who won last night's game between Dallas and Golden State, or for that matter, any of the other NBA playoff games? I don't think so. There's something far more important here than who wins the NBA championship, who wins the World Series this fall, who wins the Super Bowl next January or February. Folks, we are talking about your survivability and mine. We're talking about the survivability of your family and mine. We're talking about the survivability of our closest friends. This is the issue here as we see the way in which corporate America, in their alliance with Zionism and in their alliance with globalism and with a federal government dedicated to globalism, have begun eating away at the very fabric of this country. As Dan New put it at the end of his piece today for AFP, bon voyage, American Republic. It's been nice knowing you. Paul Craig Roberts has a post today that I want to take a look at. It's a number of days old, and yet I think it's very, very important that we underscore it because it talks again about the futility of this war in Iraq. By the way, the lead story today at CNN.com is the president's predictable veto of the $124 billion war spending bill that had been brought forth by the United States Congress. That bill, of course, had set timetables for the withdrawal of American troops, beginning first with October 1st withdrawal, and supposedly a deadline thereafter for the withdrawal of all American troops from Iraq. That bill was, of course, predictably vetoed. There will now be conversation between Bush and the Democrats, keeping in mind, of course, that there is so much political posturing in this that I think it's highly ridiculous to assume that the Democratic Party really wants to end the situation in the Middle East. They're simply trying to position themselves politically so that Mr. Bush can take the rap for the ongoing negative consequences of our war on terror in the Middle East. But suffice it to say that when you look at the Democratic Party and the clear Zionist control of the Democratic Party, both in terms of the total contributions made to the Democratic Party by Jewish interests, and then just look at the political statements that have been made by all of the upper-tier Democratic presidential contenders in regard to Israel and Zionism and what we're doing in the Middle East, and it becomes very apparent that we're dealing with two sides of a fake coin here, and that the Republicrats are mutually committed to this war. They are mutually committed to an expansion of this war. They are mutually committed to borrowing reams of money, billions of dollars in money, from Chinese banks. We are now beholden, folks, to the same people that now control the Panama Canal, to the same people who've embedded themselves in terms of American shipping interests in Southern California, who want to be involved in the distribution of all of their cheap products coming to this country from China by utilizing the NAFTA superhighway that will be built from Lorenzo Cardenas in Mexico all the way up to Duluth, Minnesota. These are the folks that have been giving us contaminated wheat gluten recently, that, of course, has been involved in killing our pets, and that would apparently be starting its entrance into the human food chain if this post at CNN.com has validity today. I would suggest that it does, and that if anything, corporate media has an interest in trying to keep this thing quiet in regard to how widespread it could potentially be. But it is in that regard, then, that we get back to the Iraq War. In Paul Craig Roberts' piece today, which you can find at Rents.com, entitled Bush Has Destroyed Iraq and America, Dr. Roberts reports as follows. Americans who voted Republican share responsibility for the great evil that America has brought to the Middle East. The evil that America brought to Iraq transcends the tens or hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians who have been killed and maimed in the conflict. The evil goes beyond the destruction of ancient historical artifacts and the civilian infrastructure of a secular state and the decimation of the lives, careers, and families of millions of Iraqis. The violence and killing that Bush brought to Iraq has spread antagonism between Sunni and Shiite throughout the Middle East with potentially draconian consequences. Bush's war has turned Muslim hearts and minds against America and made terrorism an acceptable means to resist American hegemony. With his mindless war, Mr. Bush has created more terrorism than the world has ever seen. The reasons given for the American invasion of Iraq have been exposed as lies, revealing America as either a country of fools and idiots or of war criminals. Worldwide polls show that America is no longer regarded as a guiding light, but is tied to Israel as the second greatest threat to world stability. The nuclear-armed Russians, alarmed by America's gratuitous aggression and interference in Russian and Middle Eastern internal affairs, and by Mr. Bush's aggressive withdrawal on June 13, 2002, from the 1972 ABM Treaty, no longer see the U.S. as a partner in peace, but as a dangerous militaristic aggressor. The chance for understanding and trust with Russia has been destroyed by the stupid Bush administration. The White House moron, who cannot successfully occupy Baghdad, believes he can run over Russia. Former CIA George Slam Dunk Tenet writes in a new book, At the Center of the Storm, My Years at the CIA, that Vice President Dick Cheney and the neoconservatives caused America to invade Iraq without ever holding a serious debate about whether Iraq was a threat. Tenet writes, quote, there was never a serious debate that I know of within the administration about the imminence of the Iraqi threat, unquote. The 2003 American invasion of Iraq is a war crime under international law. The invasion caused sectarian violence far beyond anything Iraq had ever experienced under Saddam Hussein. Tenet writes that, quote, sectarian violence in Iraq has taken on a life of its own, and that U.S. forces are becoming more and more irrelevant to the management of that violence, unquote. Tenet says that Dick Cheney made him a scapegoat for the disastrous war by misrepresenting to media what he meant by slam dunk, quote unquote. Interviewed by 60 Minutes, Tenet said that the administration represented his commitment to mean that the case was airtight, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Tenet states that the Bush administration's misrepresentation of what he said, quote, is the most despicable thing that ever happened, unquote, to him. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll continue to look at Paul Craig Roberts' piece entitled Bush Has Destroyed Iraq and America, and we'll be with Bill Adams shortly after 8 o'clock Central Time. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Bill Adams will join us shortly after 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. We've got a lot of things to talk about with Bill related to some of the news stories I've already covered this morning, as well as some other things that will come up in my chat with Mr. Adams. And as we look at the events of recent days, I think the Michael New case is certainly one example of a series of things that we need to take a closer look at this morning. James Tucker's piece for the American Free Press talking about the collusion between Time Warner and the Postal Rate Commission is yet another evidence of the fact that the powers that be are trying to destroy alternative media, both the print version as well as the electronic version, which is why I think it's very, very important that those of you out there who listen to this network support it to the extent that you possibly can. You can give us a call at the Republic Broadcasting Network at 1-800-724-2719. Or contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's 1-800-724-2719 or at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. I think you'll agree if you look at the Russo DVD that he's talking about a lot of the things that we emphasize day after day, week after week on this network that are happening in this country. Folks, we can't get away from the fact that this is what's going on. And to the extent that we continue to be able to cover this, both at the Republic Broadcasting Network and also at the American Free Press, it's due to your support, it's due to your encouragement, and it's due to your gifts. So to the extent that you can help us, give us a call at 1-800-724-2719 or contact us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Mr. Stattmiller has been hard at work to put together a good lineup for us, both in regard to hosts as well as guests. And it's at this particular time, of course, that we echo his call, reaching out to each and every one of you listening to us at the present time on the airwaves to help us as we partner together to stand against the forces of Zionism, the forces of corporate media, the forces of this evil alliance between corporate media and corporate entities and globalism, which is clearly the ultimate fight of our age. The issue is globalism as opposed to nationalism. And wherever you play out on that divide is going to determine where you and your family are going to be in the days ahead. Getting back to Paul Craig Roberts' piece then, in regard to Bush destroying both Iraq and America, Mr. Roberts goes on to say that the American invasion of Iraq is a war crime under international law. He goes on to say that the American people have never been told the real reasons that Bush and Cheney and the Republican Party rushed us to war in Iraq. Americans have only been fed a pack of transparent lies. The war, according to Paul Craig Roberts, has brought no honor, no glory, and no tangible benefit. The war has brought shame upon America for routine torture of Iraqi detainees and for the routine slaughter of unarmed Iraqi civilians, mothers, fathers, children, grandparents, and so forth. Happy American troops. There are even reports of U.S. mercenaries having fun riding around taking hot shots Iraqi civilians, not to mention the billions of dollars in aid that are missing. Where is it? This is Mark Antos, America, coming to live from San Antonio, Texas. Broadcast. We'll be back with Bill Adams. Stay tuned.